KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In high school sports yesterday, the girls' state singles and doubles tennis tournament wrapping up, and with some Western Iowa athletes competing in Class 1A. In the Class 1A doubles semifinals, it was Lauren McManus and Taylor Hogan of Columbus Catholic defeating Marilyn Cepeda and Nicole Gilbert of Shenandoah 6-1, 6-1 there in the semis. So that duo from Shan fell into the third-place match, and they lost to Brianna Iam and Carly Sinnott of Columbus Catholic 6-3 and 6-2. So Marilyn Cepeda and Nicole Gilbert take home fourth place there in the Class 1A doubles. In Class 1A singles, in a consolation semifinal play, it was Sarah Abu-Nameh of Cedar Rapids Xavier defeating Jacqueline Ingram of Denison-Schleswig 6-4, 4-6, and 1-0. And then Jacqueline Ingram ended up in the seventh place match there on the singles side, and she defeated Gretchen Jones of Clear Lake 6-3, 7-6. So Jacqueline Ingram finishes with a seventh place medal there in Class 1A singles. Now, 1A team play begins today, and it's down to the final four. That's how they set up the state team championships. And Shenandoah will be competing. They'll be in a semifinal this morning against Dubuque Waller that starts at 9 o'clock. Waverly Shellrock takes on Waterloo Columbus Catholic at 9 o'clock this morning as well, going on there at the University of Iowa Tennis Complex, where the singles and doubles play went on there Thursday and Friday. Also in high school sports and girls regional soccer, in some Class 1A regional semifinals last night. In Region 1, it was Tri-Center 5-0 over HSTW, and St. Albert was a 4-1 winner over Trainer. Also in Region 2, North Polk beat Des Moines Christian 5-1, and Underwood was a 4-0 winner over Kemper Catholic, a game that was played in Harlan last night. Also in high school softball and baseball from last night's play, in softball action, Atlantic stays unbeaten on the year as they beat Denison-Schleswig 19-2. And Atlantic now getting ready for their Trojan tournament here today. That gets underway at 9 o'clock just across the street from us of the Atlantic Little League Complex. 12 different teams competing. A good opportunity to get out and see some softball today here in Atlantic at that tourney. Also, in other softball scores last night, it was Boyer Valley 14-0 over Whiting. Central Decatur beat Bedford 9-4. Charter Oak Ute 8-6 over Coon Rapids Bayard in 9 innings. Essex beat East Mills 11-8. I-35 over Southwest Valley 12-0. Lewis Central beat Abraham Lincoln 15-1. Logan Magnolia 5-3 over Missouri Valley. Maple Valley Anthonoto was a 10-7 winner over River Valley. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Orient Maxburg 10-0. Murray 14-0 over East Union. Sydney 9-5 over St. Albert. Southeast Warren 5-4 over Mount Air. Trainer beat Tri-Center 12-0. West Harrison 12-0 over Arweva. In baseball play, it was Atlantic winning last night over Denison-Schleswig 7-2. HSTW was a 7-5 winner over Underwood. Arweva beat West Harrison 7-1. Audubon 18-6 over Riverside. Cam was an 11-8 winner over Glidden-Ralston. And they also finished a game that was suspended from May 22nd as they beat Iowa Christian Academy 12-2. It was Central Decatur 7-1 over Bedford. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Earlham 21-11. Lewis Central 14-9 over Clarinda. Maple Valley Anthonoto beat River Valley 12-0. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's 12-2 over Lennox in 5 innings. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 7-4. And Trainer was a 9-1 winner over Tri-Center. Let's look at softball and baseball for you from last night. And coming up here later this morning at 8:30, we'll have our Saturday morning coaches show for you here on KJN as we get into the summer sports season with baseball and softball. So you'll hear from Atlantic softball head coach Terry Hensman as they get prepared for that Trojan tournament here today. And then also Atlantic head baseball coach Gaylord Schelling, along with we'll be hearing a recap of the state championship golf squad from Atlantic head girls golf coach Kathy Hobson here this morning. That gets underway at 8:30. Also, another sporting news from yesterday in Major League Baseball. Jason Hayward hit a tie-breaking sacrifice fly in the eighth inning, and the Chicago Cubs snacked a six-game losing streak with a 3-2 victory over the Cardinals. Hayward also had an RBI double in the sixth, and Chris Bryant homered as the Cubs washed away some of the sting from a winless road trip against the Dodgers and Padres. Anthony Rizzo reached four times and scored two runs a day after he got engaged. Rizzo led off the eighth with a double over the head of rookie left fielder Magnaris Sierra. He moved up on Ben Zobrist's grounder to third and scampered home when Hayward hit a fly ball to center against Trevor Rosenthal. Pedro Strop struck out Yadier Molina with the bases loaded for the final out of the Cardinals' eighth, and Wade Davis finished for his 11th save. Dexter Fowler homered for St. Louis in his first game at Wrigley Field since he signed with the Cardinals in the offseason. Sierra had an RBI single, and Lance Lynn pitched 5 1/3 innings of two-hit ball. Fowler received his World Series ring during a pregame ceremony, drawing loud cheers from the crowd of 41,051 on a picturesque day at the iconic ballpark. And we'll have the Cardinals and Cubs once again for you here this afternoon. Pregame set for 12:25 with first pitch on the way here at about 1:20 here this afternoon as we bring that to you on the Cardinals radio network. Also in Major League Baseball yesterday, Jason Vargas tossed his first shutout in nearly 3 years, outdueling Royals nemesis Josh Tomlin and sending Kansas City to a 4-0 victory over the Cleveland Indians. Vargas allowed 7 hits over the first 6 innings, but deftly induced double plays in 4 of them to escape the trouble. The veteran left-hander then set down the Indians in order in the rest of the way, making a nifty grab of Carlos Santana's liner in the ninth to seal it. It was Vargas' first shutout since a 3-0 victory over Oakland on August 13th of 2014. The Royals scored their first run off Tomlin with 2 down in the sixth when Lorenzo Cain beat out an infield single. He was initially ruled out, but the call was quickly overturned. Also, in other Major League Baseball scores for you from yesterday's action. In interleague play, it was Washington beating Oakland 13-3. In the American League, Baltimore 3-2 over Boston, Toronto 7-5 over the Yankees, Detroit 15-5 over the White Sox. It was Houston beating Texas 7-1. Also, Minnesota 11-5 over the Angels, and Seattle 12-4 over Tampa Bay. In the National League, it was San Francisco 10-0 over Philadelphia, Cincinnati 3-2 over Atlanta in 10 innings. Miami was a 7-5 winner over Arizona, Pittsburgh 12-7 over the Mets, the Dodgers 2-1 over Milwaukee in 12 innings, and San Diego was an 8-5 winner over Colorado. Also, in other baseball news for you from last night, another game we brought to you last night here on the Hawkeye Radio Network, Mitchell Bowe, Iowa's number 9 hitter, had a pair of run-scoring hits, and the Hawkeyes knocked off top-seeded Houston 6-3 in the first round of the Houston Regional on Friday night. Robert Nystrom broke a 2-2 tie with an RBI single in the fifth for the number 4 seed Hawkeyes, who will play Texas A&M here tonight. The Cougars will face Baylor in an elimination game between former Southwest Conference foes. Bowe's RBI double put Iowa up 2-0 in the fourth, and his single made it 5-3 in the eighth. Ben Norman, the number 8 hitter, went 3-for-3 and scored 3 runs. Ryan Erickson gave up 3 runs, 2 earned, and 5 innings for the Big Ten tournament champions. Josh Marsing struck out 4 over the final 2 2/3 innings for his 8th save. Houston ace Trey Cumbie allowed a season-high 10 hits in 5 1/3 innings, and 3 of the 4 runs against him were earned. Also in the postseason college baseball, Griffin Day drove in 2 runs with a single in the first inning, and Yale beat Nebraska 5-1 in the opening round of the Corvallis Regional. Sophomore Scott Pulitz pitched a complete game, allowing 1 run on 6 hits for the Bulldogs, the region's number 3 seed. And Yale is making its first appearance in the postseason since 1994. Jake Myers allowed 5 runs on 9 hits through 5 2/3 innings for the Huskers, making their third postseason appearance in 5 years. Luis Alvarado hit an RBI single in the bottom of the first for the Huskers. Andrew Herrera added a solo home run for the Bulldogs in the second for a 3-1 lead. And Tim DeGraw padded the lead with an RBI single in the fourth. And Daidai Ohtaka added one in the sixth. And also, big news out of the Kansas City Chiefs training camp. The Chiefs have released wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, cutting ties with one of the most high-profile free agent signings made by general manager John Dorsey and coach Andy Reid. The unexpected move Friday came after the Chiefs wrapped up the second week of voluntary workouts. Maclin had been a regular at the Chiefs practice facility this offseason, and he recently got married, with Reid and a number of his teammates in attendance. Maclin was entering the third year of a $55 million five-year contract with Kansas City. It was a deal that became especially costly when the Chiefs were found guilty of tampering in their pursuit of him and were stripped of two draft picks and received a fine. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.